Americans probably know Somalia best from the recent Tom Hanks film Captain Phillips, in which Somali pirates hijack an unarmed container ship off the Horn of Africa.
Hey!
Look at me.
Sure.
Look at me.
Sure.
I'm the captain now.
As the film demonstrates, lawlessness is a way of life in Somalia, and when you add civil war to the mix, life is unspeakably hard. The lack of a stable central government in Somalia has left the country vulnerable to conflict between clan rivalries and infiltration by terrorists for two decades. The African Union has tried over the years to repel terrorist groups such as Al-Shabaab with its African Union Mission, or AMISOM, troops, but their efforts have fallen short. AMISOM has lost 3,000 men. And while the civil war grinds on, unfortunately for the people of Somalia, water has become a central component of this war. Somali reporter Mahad Omar Dirye lives in Kenya but visited his homeland to file this report.
In some parts of Africa, when different clans come to the same watering holes, fights break out. But water has also become a critical part of the war fighting strategy by the terrorist group known as Al-Shabaab in its battle against the Somali federal government. Children seen here at a nearby marriage ceremony in the city of Garbahare, it's one of the most strategic towns in southern Somalia. In April 2011, the Somali federal government troops, backed by the Ethiopian troops, took control of the city. But the terrorist group Al-Shabaab has successfully destroyed the supply of water to this city. Local resident Abdi Kadir explains.
Al-Shabaab attacked the city at night, and they buried the main borehole that supplied the city with water.
These boreholes were the primary source of water for the city.
In the morning, when we woke up, we found the borehole buried, leaving us without enough water for our children, ourselves, and our animals. We saved the little water we have for our children.
The River Juba is the other closest water source, but the locals can't access it because Al-Shabaab controls the city boundary. The only place to access the river, and Al-Shabaab doesn't allow people from the government-controlled areas to come to fetch water. Member of Parliament Abdul Latif Musa Noor explains what the government's strategy has been against Al-Shabaab.
The first priority of the government and its allies was to capture the main towns, especially the ones with seaports, so that we can cut off any weaponry supplied to the Al-Shabaab.
For a while, this worked pretty well. Al-Shabaab has withdrawn from most of the big cities in Somalia. But now, he says,
Al-Shabaab has now changed tactics and started to cut off liberated cities from their water source so that they can demonstrate some kind of power and presence.
They have, he says, concentrated their forces on the regions that have the biggest and the best sources of water, as well as two seaports, and it is working. Parliamentarian Abdelatif Musa Noor says the problem has been that the AMISOM troops are limited and there are no trained Somali troops to help to dislodge Al-Shabaab.
So we are now starting to train Somali military through AMISOM so that they can be left to safeguard the liberated town, which allow AMISOM troops to go forward and drive these terrorists out of their cities. This plan is almost complete and in the near future it's going to be implemented.
Meanwhile though, the city of Hodr in southwest Somalia is also in dire straits. The locals are very upset because even though the city was liberated by AMISOM and Somali troops in March 2014, Al-Shabaab has successfully used more water terrorism in the surrounding areas. Where Far lives in Hodr, he has been through a lot of hard times, but he never thought he would live to see water used in such a way.
Since the government forces allied by AMISOM took control of the city, Al-Shabaab has deprived us of all access to water. The government and the AMISOM troops have tried to push them out, but they did not manage to do so. Because the operation is too slow, and because they are facing a fierce resistance from Al-Shabaab. Al-Shabaab does not want to lose control of the water points, because then that would mean their full defeat.
In response to Al-Shabaab's latest actions in Hodor, government troops and city officials have appealed to international donors for airdrops of food and water, which are now the only source of water. Warfare continues.
It's not only in this city that they have done this. When they were ousted from the capital city, Mogadishu, they did a tactical withdrawal and moved to regions in Somalia where there are rivers or other water sources, so that they can show they are in control and still exist.
Continued conflict, lack of food, climate change and now water scarcity has taken an enormous social toll. Women have lost their husbands during the clan-based war, and now these same women grieve over the loss of their beloved sons, who are often forcibly recruited into Al-Shabaab. 45 years old, handicapped and a single mother, Halima lives in Wad Dereru, a town in central Somalia. Early this year, Somali government and AMISOM troops liberated the town from Al-Shabaab. But Al-Shabaab withdrew to the rural areas and was able to cut off water to Halima's village. Because the rains did not come this year, Halima was forced to send her oldest boy to fetch water from the closest well, which was under the control of Al-Shabaab.
I sent my son to fetch water for me. He is only 16. I kept on waiting for him, but he did not come back. 20 days later, I learned that he was recruited by Al-Shabaab. Here we're desperate. They have occupied all the routes to the city, and we cannot get water, nor can we get food. And whenever we send our children to get us water or something, this is the obvious news. They don't come back.
For women like Halima, who have no husband or able-bodied sons, her choices are limited. Many of them become members of the IDPs or internal displaced persons. But government officials are promising that the hardship will not last forever. They say that their aim is for AMISOM and Somali government forces to have pushed all Al-Shabaab out of the major cities and rural areas by the end of 2015. The hope is that by the beginning of 2016, government administrators will have established control of the rural areas so that Somalia can finally have an election based on one man, one vote. For America Abroad, this is Mahad Omar Diriye.